Hey guys, Anchor just launched a new feature called Listener Support. If you enjoy listening to our show, you can now support us by subscribing to one of our plans starting at just 99 cents. By donating to our show, you'll be supporting our sensitive soda habits and eventually helping us upgrade our gear to bring you a better show experience.
And also, subscribe to us on iTunes and get notified when new episodes are available. Gary, let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
Quiet on set. Rolling camera. Rolling sound. And action.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys on Set with your host Gary and
Jaime.
Yo, Jaimito.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
What's up? So we are Two Guys on Set. We're a weekly podcast where we talk about behind-the-scenes stories from working in film and TV and commercials.
Events,
yeah.
Talk about the inside stories, inside scoops, inside everything of the film industry, TV show industry, event industry. Anything.
We'll talk about it all.
Talk about the biz.
Yeah. We'll do some movie and TV reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we'll have some guests on where we'll interview them, talk about their jobs, and anything else we think is funny.
Know what I mean? There you go.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Let's start the know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Start the count. Start the count. Know what I mean?
Two know what I means. You know what I mean?
Should do a shot every time you say that.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Bing.
You're on the fourth shot.
Counter. So we just did two jobs together.
We did two jobs, okay. And it was interesting.
It was tremendous.
It was very tremendous.
Tremendous, believe me.
Believe.
It was a great time. I got super lucky on one of them because we were shooting two blocks from my house.
From your house, yeah.
That was incredible. I had literally a 2.5 minute commute home.
That was
probably the easiest commute I've ever had in my life.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
I had to drive a truck back.
To Quixote, right? No, Galpin.
No, it was Galpin.
Galpin.
Luckily, yeah, it's not that much farther away, but
yeah.
Drove that thing back and then had to drive all the way back home.
Yep. That was the second job we did. What was the first one that we did? What was it?
You tell me, buddy.
Damn.
I know. I just wrapped a job at Universal, but we can talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's not a bad commute either.
Universal? Well,
for you.
No, because I wasn't driving a truck.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, it was
even
good.
Better.
Well, let me just start by this. You'll figure out what jobs we were on. On this job, it was pretty funny because we had two ADPAs.
Oh. On this last one you just said?
And maybe, yeah, in the last one I did. And maybe a third ADPA.
Oh, a possible third?
A possible third, because she sure thought she was an ADPA.
Wow.
So these two dudes, right, they didn't like each other.
The two ADPAs?
And they were both ADPAs. It was so funny. So they'd show up first thing in the morning, and they're like, we're doing Village Oak. One of them was like, had a deep voice, and he was like not friendly at all. And the other one was friendly, but had no clue. He didn't know shit.
That's awesome. Did the first guy sound like Shaq?
So, he goes, "How you doing?" The first guy would be the super serious guy, like Mr. Military. He would show up early in the morning. First guy,
and he's just waiting. Mr. Military.
He's Mr. I call him Mr. Military.
That's awesome.
He had a deep voice, and he's like, "Hey guys, so we're gonna set up. I got a spot for Village," and I'm thinking, dude. The AD is not even here yet, dude. How do you know where the fuck we're going to...
Yeah, how do you know where camera's even going to
be?
Yeah,
dude. Like, what are you... Did you do the scout?
Dan Hutt.
Were you here for the scout? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Even at the scout, things would still change.
Yeah. So he says, we're going to do Village in a certain spot, right? Mr. Second PAD shows up. Hey, guys. He's old Mr. Gunho and happy fucking cheery guy. At least that was cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're gonna do a video Village over here. I'm like, really? Fucking Mr. Military said we're gonna put it over here. Hey, what does that guy know? What are you talking about? Hey, we're gonna do it over here.
That's
okay,
great.
Okay, but Mr. Military said it was gonna be over here. Who are we paying attention to here? Let's do it over here, guys. Okay. Start taking out pop-ups. Start taking out director's chairs. Start setting up. Mr. Military comes by.
What are you guys doing over here?
Well, Mr. Gung-Ho fucking happy AD, APA AD over here said to put it here.
No, man. We're looking out these windows, and that's not the spot.
Oh. Dude, what the fuck?
In a world where village does not go there.
So anyways, they go at it. They go back and forth. They try to figure out what the fuck. They finally get together and they agree upon a spot to put it, right? So, all right, it's set up. The AD shows up, and guess what he says?
It doesn't go in either spot.
Guys, that's not a great spot for the village. We're going to have to go over here on the left side behind the building, blah, 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 blah. You're right, man? So, yeah. So, dude, and then we're like, dude, what the fuck? So, here we go, moving it again. Third time moving it because Mr. Military said one thing.
That's the worst.
Mr. Gung-Ho AD fucking said another thing. And now the AD said, no, it's going over here. All right, cool. That's the spot. It's going. And this was throughout the whole shoot. Same thing. Mr. Gung-Ho Military dude fucking would always say one thing. The other ADPA would say another thing. And then the actual AD would change the location.
The whole thing,
The whole thing overall.
That's the thing with ADPAs. By the way, if people don't know, ADPAs are assistant director PAs. Mm-hmm. They are like their guy. They want to make themselves seem like they know what they're doing. So they just make these executive decisions without even knowing most of the time.
Yeah.
The actual answer. Because right. They want to seem like they're on top of it at all times. Yeah. Even though they don't even know what they're talking about.
And they want to make it seem like they can AD.
Yeah,
like they can take charge.
Like they want to prove.
Yeah, they're trying to prove their status and like, oh, I can. This is I can AD. I could totally AD the current commercial.
Yeah, I can tell people where to put stuff.
And then we had third ADPA. She thought she was an ADPA,
but she was a set PA.
She was late every day.
Oh,
yeah. That's, she'd show up and like, hey, we need to get this and this over here, and I'd be like, okay. So, you good? So you got it?
You're going to move it, right?
And she'd be like, no, I need you to bring this over. I need this, and this over here. Okay. All right, you want to come help me? She's like, no, I got to stay on set. I need to be next to the AD. I'm like, wait, there's two other dudes that are AD PAs.
Yeah.
So you're the third one? And she's like, oh, no, I should make up excuses. I'm like, okay. And I just walk away.
So they don't have to move anything.
I'd walk away.
Yeah, no, I can't do that because I need to be on set. No, horrible. You could be moving stuff.
Yeah, after a while, she knew that I wasn't like falling for her shit. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll see you later. And I'd walk away.
Oh, so cool story.
Yeah, I'd act like I'd be talking on the walkie, even though she was on the same channel.
Same channel, yeah.
Copy that. Yeah. Heading over.
She's like, "Who are you
and
copying?"
She's like, "What channel are you on?" I'm on channel one. What channel are you on?
Yeah, I'm on 16.
Yeah, get your channel straight, lady.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, she was one of those, and I was like, and then she'd be gone like most of the day, like not gone, but like you wouldn't see her on set. Mm. Like, what the fuck? She'd be like slacking off somewhere.
Which is funny because she has said she had to be on set.
Yeah, she had to be on set next to the AD. Hello, where you been?
Where you going?
Rap comes around, and all of a sudden she shows up. Hey, we're going to have to do a trash sweep over here. And then she started ordering and bossing people, like other PAs around. I was like, no, it's not going to work that way.
So we need to do a trash sweep?
So what I go, I bring her a fucking trash can to her. And she's like, all right, trash can's here. Have fun. Go at it.
Wow.
And she knew right away I wasn't falling for her shit. So she left. She kind of left me alone and tried to get the greener guy to do her shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, dude?
You know, you ever work with ADPAs that as soon as they call rap, they go home?
Oh, yeah.
As
totally.
If they're the AD.
I hate that, dude.
Yeah, like, what? Where are you?
Yeah,
what happened to you?
On paper here on the call sheet, it says you're still a PA?
Yeah. Oh, well, the AD's a rap, so
yeah.
I'm done, right? No, that's not how
dude.
It works.
No.
We got stuff to wrap out.
Yeah.
And sometimes wrap out takes an hour, hour and a half, two hours, depending on where you're shooting at. Some of these guys just go home. Like,
that's
what?
How
where are you going?
Mr. Military guy was actually, he was cool because he would actually help set up.
Okay.
But Mr. Gung-Ho ADPA, he wouldn't do shit. He'd be like, oh, we need all this and that. And then He'd just stand there and watch us do it.
It's like, wow.
Dude, you're also like a PA. Help us. Yeah. Like, fucking help us carry a, grab a leg because we had to move the pop-up so many times.
Oh, yeah. Shade. And he's just watching you guys.
And he's watching. I was like, we need a third, we need a fourth guy to grab the other leg. And he wouldn't do it. He's like, I need to be behind the AD. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. No.
Get out of here, bro.
That's insane. I worked with one recently, a couple weeks ago, where this guy legit came at me with full force anger.
What?
And I had to like shut him down.
You trying to get crazy with you?
Yeah, man. The ADs were super nice, and this guy was being just the world's biggest like
this problem.
Yeah. So we were shooting. This was like a 3-day job to begin with. Mm-hmm. And the entire time he kept trying to push my buttons, but it wasn't really happening. So the last day the AD is like, oh, we're shooting at this like bridge in downtown. It's like a bridge that goes across Figueroa. And the AD is like, hey, can you lock up the bottom of the staircase to make sure nobody walks up? I'm like, yeah, sure. I got you. So I'm at the bottom. No people like would literally have to walk over me. I was sitting on the stairs. They'd have to walk over me to get up to the top. And this dude comes running at me, like across the street, looking like he's like the Hulk or something.
He's going to tackle you down?
Yeah. And he's like, what is your problem? I'm like, excuse me? And he goes, well, I just don't understand what your problem is. I just had to walk all the way across the street because you're not doing your lockup properly. I'm like,
whoa.
I'm like, dude, I've been here for 45 minutes and not a single person has walked past me. And he goes, no, this is ridiculous. Like, everybody keeps walking past you. Why are you allowing this? I'm like, dude, literally nobody has walked. They would have to climb over me.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to let somebody climb over me to go ruin the shot? And he was like full force anger. And he's like, this is ridiculous. I just don't understand why you can't do your job. Why I need to walk all the way over here to tell you how to do your job. Yeah, he was an ADP.
Dude, I would have been like, get the hell out of my face, dude.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, dude, just walk away. Like, get away from me. I'm like, if you have a problem with my lockup, go talk to the AD because this is where he told me to stand.
Exactly.
I'm like, if you got a problem with it, take it up with him.
Speak up.
Yeah, I'm like, don't come to me, bro. I'm like, first of all, you need to watch what you say to me. That's ridiculous. Dude. And then this same guy told this other dude, another PA, he goes, you need to adjust your attitude. Yeah. And the guy was like, excuse me? He's like, my attitude is just fine. I'm not like even saying anything.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you need to watch what you're saying. You need to adjust your attitude.
Wow.
Like, bro, this guy, I never get heated.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get me angry.
Yeah.
And this guy was just pushing the right buttons. Whoa, I was so done with this guy.
You were going to give him a knuckle sandwich?
Yeah. Knuckle sandwich with some, you know what I mean?
Speak of ADs that got mad at you. Remember that job we did at the park?
Oh. I remember
the two jobs we were on. So we were on that one inside that the Hollywood Legion.
Yes, yes, yes.
With the smoke.
Yes.
And then the next one was at the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was just a one-day thing.
The one-day thing.
And then the other one was the park, and...
The parlor.
And the barbershop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny,
so the
too.
AD...
Yeah. I was on this lockup.
That guy, he didn't like you much, right? He was a little weird.
You know, he kind of liked me the first day for like 2 hours, and then kind of went out the window, I guess. I don't know.
Did you blow your lockup? What did you leave?
No. The second day, actually, he liked me, I think, up until the second day.
Right.
I don't know what changed, but... that was the first day. That was
the second day was that... That's right.
It was the end of the first day. Yeah. We were on the last shot of... I was on this lockup for like 2-3 hours at this point.
Right.
The last shot of the day, they were getting a close-up of this guy like moving dirt or something.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the gardening or whatever. Right?
Yeah. And it was literally the camera was aimed directly at the ground.
That's right. And there was no need for lockups.
There was no need for a lockup. Yeah. And I literally walked away for probably 30 seconds to grab a bottle of water because it was like 90-something degrees out there. And this guy is just like, what are you doing blowing your lockup? Get over there. What are you doing? This and that.
And didn't he snitch to the PM about you?
Yeah, I think I heard him talking to other people. Right. But I was like, if you look at the frame, they're literally just doing a close-up of the ground. Like, you can't see anything but the ground. I'm like, but I didn't want to explain myself and cause a bigger issue. I was like, I got you, whatever. But
I got it.
But I mean, he just like flipped out, and I'm like, "Whoa, take it easy, my friend. Take it easy."
That was his first. I think that was his first time working with that. It was first AD.
Yeah, he had never worked with him before. And he was on edge.
High, yeah, he was a little high strung, right?
Yeah, and I think that's why he got so mad, was because he was on edge the whole time because he always thought he was going to get yelled at by the first AD.
Well, we started the day in that supermarket. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they put us on lockup, and the first AD got mad because I was on my cell phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure that guy's not on the cell phone.
Yeah, he like, can't be looking at his phone.
Can't be. I'm like, dude, I'm locking up freaking pedestrians. Relax.
We're not even rolling.
We're not even rolling.
At that point when he said that, we were still probably 20, 30 minutes away from rolling.
I'm like, all right, well, I'll get off my phone, dude, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that useless, the lockup was like, okay, he put me, that second AD, he put me in a certain spot. And then the first AD is like, we're on a 17 mil, dude.
Yeah, you
we're
can't
see
be.
You. We see this. We see that. You need to stand. I'm like, okay.
So yeah, hey, this is where I was told to go.
Hey, your take second AD easy. Told me, like, take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy was a little high strung.
Yeah.
He was yelling. I felt bad for his ADPA because he was yelling at him.
Oh, he did.
He's like, you need to listen to me.
He snapped at his ADPA. Yeah.
He's like, you need to listen to me when I'm talking to you.
That guy's nice, but I felt bad for him after that.
Yeah, I did too. But, hey, you know.
The AD was nice to me after I bought him a one of those Arizona iced teas.
Oh, we were inside.
We were in the supermarket, right? And he's, like, looking at the fridge, and he's like, oh, I could really drink one of those Arizona iced teas. I'm like, I grabbed it out of the fridge. I'm like, I got you. He's like, what? You're the nicest guy.
That's funny.
And I paid for it, and I came back, and I was like, here you go. You're the nicest dude. And then I overheard him talking about Nudie, which is my mother-in-law's business. Anyways, and I go, I'm going to bring you a shirt tomorrow. And I think he didn't believe me until the second day when I showed up with a shirt. He's like, dude, oh my God, you're the best guy ever. And ever since then, he left me alone. He didn't ask anything from me. Every time he saw me on set, it's like he gave me like fist bumps. You're the man. You're the best, bro.
So that's the key, is bribery?
Yeah, exactly. Kiss ass.
Kiss ass. Yeah,
kissing ass, you know, goes a long way.
Yeah.
And we shot at that one coffee shop too. We shot a couple spot, like a couple locations, right?
Coffee shop.
Frank's restaurant in the.
Burbank. The Frank's. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where they shot Sons of Anarchy.
They shoot
one episode
there.
At least.
Yeah. They shoot a lot there, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to the Burbank cop that was with us, and he was saying they shoot so much there.
Yeah.
They could probably just close it down. He said sometimes they're supposed to be open till 3 p.m. But a lot of times they just close at like 1 or 2 because they don't have any business. He said that they make their most money off of people filming there.
Because it looks so old school, like 50s style.
They could totally do, it's Frank's coffee shop in Burbank. They could totally do what they did in Johnny's coffee shop in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It used to be a coffee shop and now it's just closed down and only open for filming.
Right. Or the Pink. Is it Pink Motel? The
Pink Motel, yeah.
San Fernando Road?
I shot there once, and I was just watching. It's been in like 3 episodes of Dexter. I was just watching. I'm like, oh, man.
They shoot a lot out there. They shoot. I saw this one movie that they shot there. Forgot the name of the movie, but they have a swimming pool in the back. They shot a scene back there.
Yep. We did a scene back there, too, for this job I worked on.
Yeah. It's a little.
I forget. We did a. An Under Armour commercial there, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like last year sometime.
Mm.
It's kind of cool. It definitely looks like the kind of hotel people would be murdered at.
Totally.
Great for horror movies.
It's one of those Bates Motel style.
Yes.
Except with a lot of color. It looks cool on camera. It's all pink and neon and all that stuff.
Which is most likely why they used it for Dexter.
Yeah.
It was, if anybody watched Dexter, it was the motel where they found the ice truck killer the first time. He was like,
oh, okay.
He was in a motel room. I'm watching. I'm like, oh, man, this place looks familiar. I'm like, oh, wait, I just worked there. It's a Pink Motel.
It's cool because they can look like any, they can shoot it anyway, and it looks like a desert. Like, if you notice across the street, is just that the train tracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it looks like you can be in the middle of nowhere.
It's off San Fernando
Road. San Fernando Road, yeah. Next to that hospital.
Yeah.
Which, did you know I was born there?
Really?
Yeah, Sierra Hospital.
Is that
San Fernando Road and
Pacoima? At that point,
probably is Pacoima.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I was born there, dude.
Wow.
At the hotel.
At the hotel.
No.
In room 307. If anybody would like to go visit.
That's right. No, at the hospital next door.
Did you have a free continental breakfast? The day after you were born.
I went to the pool.
And then they gave you some...
The nurse comes by. With every birth, you get a free pass to the pool.
I wouldn't recommend jacuzzi just yet, but just maybe yet? In 3 days. Stay for a week if you like.
The pool is nice.
It's good, yeah?
Yep. And then we shot that. We shot the park. We shot the Frank's Diner, Frank's restaurant, and then we went to that parlor where we shot Splits, right?
Yep, yep. Although I feel like we wrapped early, didn't we?
Yeah, it was kind of early.
Yeah, I think we wrapped around 1 or something.
And that location was right next to your house.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was beautiful.
Lucky.
Left there, and I was home in 2 minutes. 2.5 minutes.
So lucky, dude.
It was incredible. I've been getting really lucky lately.
Yeah.
We did that job, and then right after that job, I did a one-day thing in Sun Valley. Came back, and we did that job in Hollywood. And then... Well, after that, I went to Santa Monica. But those three jobs were very nice.
That one in that that Hollywood Legion hall thing, that was a pretty funny commercial.
That was pretty funny.
I like the actors.
I can't wait to see how it comes out.
A lot of smoke. A
lot of smoke. That's
and remember the AC wasn't working?
Oh, yeah. There was no electricity. The power was
out. That's right. DWP was working outside.
Yeah,
they
shut off the power.
You won't have power till like noon.
They're like, you don't got the power.
No power. So where everybody was sweating. The set was actually the lower level, right?
Yeah, it was in a basement. We didn't even have cell service down there.
That's right. It was freaking hot.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
No, it was hot.
It was hot. It was muggy. It was all like humid in there.
Yeah. John Tran, so the guy we work with, he said at one point, he goes, man, I don't know if it's the heat or the fog, but I'm sticky.
It was sticky in there, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a mix of both, I guess.
They were using that dry ice, too.
They had the hazers and the dry ice.
They were doing all kinds of smoke.
Yeah. The floor smoke.
And everybody
was cool.
Started coughing.
Yeah. That was actually kind of funny.
I think that's just an instinct thing.
Yeah. People were like covering their faces as if they were going to get mesothelioma.
Like, yeah. dry ice. I don't know how harmful it is to your lungs, but.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure
the hazers are totally safe.
Are they?
They have to
right? What chemical do they use, though? Like, that can't be great for you.
But can it be bad for you? Because they have them in, like, haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah,
and...
but, like, I think that's for, maybe exposure for, like, 10 minutes, maybe. But we were...
That's true. We were in
exposed
it
for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah,
we were in there, like, smoking it up.
That's true. But, like, I don't know. I just didn't feel the need to cover my face.
Because the other ones are, like, what? Dry ice? What is dry ice? Hydrogen?
Honestly, I don't know. I meant to look it up after that job, and I didn't.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what dry ice actually
is. What is dry ice?
You should tweet us.
I wish they had a thing that you can search online that tells you what things are.
Yeah, that would be nice. Something, we could create something called maybe goggles.
Goggles?
Googles.
That's a great idea, Gary.
Yahoo. Dude, just ask Jeeve.
Oh, Jeeves.
Is he still around?
No, he retired.
Oh, hopefully he got a good retirement plan.
I think he went to what's the other one?
The search engine community.
Safari? No, it's not Safari. What's the old one?
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
I think, wasn't Yahoo the originator of the search engines?
Or was it AOL?
Oh, maybe AOL.
No, it was Netscape.
Netscape.
Remember?
Yes.
Netscape.
I had a Netscape account way back when. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
I got a free CD, bro.
Damn, bro.
The free trial that never ended.
Dry ice is carbon dioxide.
Oh, so that's fine.
Is it?
Carbon dioxide?
No, that can't be right.
Wait, isn't that fine?
Dry ice is referred to CARDIS. It's a solid form of carbon dioxide.
Huh.
Isn't... Car fumes, carbon dioxide?
I think that's carbon
monoxide.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Maybe the die part won't actually make you die.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Bing.
Yes. Let me see. Let me search carbon dioxide. This is great radio.
Yeah. This is
great podcasting.
This just became
it's a chemical,
two guys on science.
It's a chemical formula. Colorless. It's a gas. 60% higher than the density of dry air. Carbon dioxide consists of... Double bonded. Well, this is crazy technical.
Wow.
Oxygen.
We'll get Bill Nye on next week to talk about this.
next week's podcast. Bill Nye, the science guy. Anyways, it's a couple of gases. I don't know how harmful it is or harmless it is to your body. But
yeah. Well, hopefully we won't die.
Hopefully we won't get some kind of disease from it.
Yeah. We'll have asbestos and mesothelioma.
That place probably had asbestos.
Yeah, it was
pretty old. Did you see the ceiling? It had those tiles that old school schools had, like when they, you know, when they freaking
like the,
tear down a school, they'll tell you, don't go in there. That's got asbestos.
Oh.
That's the same kind of tile, that thick-ass freaking compressed
like, oh.
tile. That's weird.
That's
like paperish tile.
That's, yeah, I mean, it was an old place, so probably.
Yeah, it was that guy, the location said it was built in the 1914 or something like that.
1914?
Yeah, it's wow. super old.
Jesus.
It's old.
That's crazy. It was yeah. a cool looking place, but.
Yeah, totally.
Without the power, that shit sucked. We had to carry the dolly. Me and Benny had to carry a dolly yeah, down the stairs.
That's right.
Ay.
My goodness. Yeah, dude.
It was no good, my friend.
No bueno.
No good. So we have a thing when we're shooting and like when we're shooting out in public and people come up to us and they're like, oh my God, what are you guys filming?
What are you guys filming? Yeah,
we always say it's a Mayo commercial
yeah.
because that is the most uninteresting thing that, you know, people. Because
you tell them and they're like, oh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. And they just walk
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or a tampon commercial.
Yeah, that's the other one. Tampon commercial.
But I like to use a different.
What do you use?
The herpes.
Herpes?
It's for some kind of herpes medication. They're like, and then they walk away.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. No, thank you. Are we going to get herpes?
Or when they try to walk into the shot, like you say you're shooting at a park.
Mm-hmm.
They try to walk into the shot and they're like, I'm going to be in your shot. I'm like, okay, you're going to be part of this herpes simplex commercial. Oh. No, never mind.
Never mind. Just walk, I'm not going to be in your shot no more.
No more. You get those, also those tourists that show up.
Oh, yeah. They just, like, their eyes
They're
are
usually
like,
nice.
Yeah.
What are you guys filming?
Hey, is it a commercial for Cheerios?
We got a lot of those when you saw me on set the other day. Down the street.
Yeah.
We had a lot of foreign people.
Really? Just walking
by? I guess
they
frequent that coffee shop next door.
Romancing the Bean? Oh, that place is good.
Is it?
Yeah. I like it. Wait. You went there.
I just had a coffee, but I actually want to go and eat there.
Oh, yeah. I only had a coffee when I went.
Yeah. If anybody's
Burbank.
Go check it out.
Yeah, Romancing the Bean.
So the antique shop next door we were shooting at, we had a lot of tourists come by. And they're like, what are you guys shooting over here?
Oh, so tourists what walk around
did I just
Burbank.
Do?
What did you say?
What accent did I just do?
We'll go with German or Dutch.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. What are you shooting? Yeah?
What is this?
I see camera, maybe light, maybe. Good,
what is
this? What do we do? We make movie here?
You make movie? Yeah. What is movie called?
It's called The Day in the Life of Me.
on that shoot, we had a gardener fucking blowing shots, and he wouldn't leave.
Oh.
Until I talked to him in Spanish.
Oh.
So they get on the walkie. Yeah, they get on the walkie. Hey, anybody speak Spanish on the set? We need to talk to this gardener.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, I guess I should answer.
Yeah, I guess I found my call.
This is Jaime. I can talk to him. So I walk over and I tell him, hey, dude, you mind turning off your fucking, I didn't say fucking, but I told him nicely, hey, you know what? We're shooting sound in there and, you know, can you? He's like, I got to do my job. You got to do your job.
No.
That's basically what he told me in Spanish.
So he's basically like,
so basically, no. And I told the locations, he was like, tell him we'll give him $50. And I go up to him, hey, dude, they're going to give you $50 if you leave cash. Yeah, a nice, crisp $50 bill. He's like, okay. Starts packing his shit.
That's amazing.
And he fucking left, dude.
Okay, my friend, I'm good.
My friend,
I don't finish. It's okay.
I can do it. Yeah, $50, man.
That's funny.
I would have said 100.
Yeah.
If I was him.
I mean, people, they know how to work the game out here.
Oh, man, you telling me, man? This, you know,
$50 to not finish my job?
People that know the industry know how to fucking work people. Like,
yeah, they work it.
They'll show up and start making noise. Or, like, there'll be neighbors that they know they shoot a lot in their neighborhood, and they're like, I'm going to start fucking a racket. And then, of course, location will come over. Hey, dude, is it possible to turn down or whatever? Keep quiet. Nope.
No. How much are you going to pay me to turn off my radio?
How much you going to pay me? And then location's like $100. Nope.
I need new tires on my trailer. How much you gonna pay for that?
You see that trailer over there?
That one's mine.
Exactly.
I was working on a job once where we were filming, I think down in like Torrance or something, and these two dudes come up and they're like, "Hey, what are you guys shooting?" I'm like, "Oh, it's a Mayo commercial." And he's like, "Whoa, really? You got some samples?" I'm like, "What?
That's true. There's always a sample guy."
No, bro. Can I get
some? Can I get some?
A sample guy. I'm like, "No, man. We don't have samples of Mayo. You guys got any free stuff? We can do squirt it into your mouth right now and throw up everywhere?"
Or sometimes Film LA will leave those little pamphlets on the door handles that says what the commercial is.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the neighbors come by. "So, you guys giving away free Doritos?"
"Is it a new flavor? I'm tired of spicy nacho cheese.
I'm tired of the Cool Ranch."
"What else you got?"
"Like, how do you know what we're shooting?" "Oh, I got the thing on my door."
"Yeah, I got the thing on my thing."
"So, can I get some samples of Doritos?" Or if it's a pizza commercial, they love it. They're like, "Can we get some pizza?"
Oh, that's great.
They always want to know. Like,
yeah, bro, free delivery. Coming at you.
Coming at you. Come see me at the end of the job. Maybe there's free shit.
When we were shooting The Greatest Job Ever, Visit California, we were shooting up in the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. This was even before Fuller House on Netflix became a thing. Mm-hmm. And people would come up all day long. "Hey, what are you guys shooting?" I'm like, "Oh, it's a new episode of Full House." They're like, "Oh, it is?" I'm like, "Yeah, Uncle Jesse and Danny Tanner are up there on the bridge right now."
And they're like, "What?"
They're like, "No for way.
For reals?
For reals?
Hey, are you for reals?
Is Michelle and DJ and what's the other one? Stephanie? Are they there?
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Joey, cut it out.
Cut it out."
And then I, at some point throughout the day, I wanted to switch it up and have something even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
So people would come by and be like, "Oh, what are you guys shooting?" I'd be like, "Oh, it's actually a new reality show, competition show, where people have 5 minutes to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, dive into the bay, and then swim to shore."
Oh, man.
And they're like, "No way. What happens if they win?" I'm like, "Oh, for they reals? Get $200,000.
For reals?
Yeah, you want to sign up?
For reals?
Oh, man.
You always get that one dude.
For reals?
Well, at least I do.
Is this going to be streamed live on Instagrams?
What are you guys shooting? AT&T commercial? For reals?
Yeah. Actually,
no. We're just here just to light things up.
Yeah. No, we're just here for neighborhood outreach.
Yeah.
Visit California was another type of a Mayo situation where we would be filming on the beach and people were like, "Oh, what are you guys filming?" "Oh, it's just a California tourism commercial." "Oh, okay. Never mind."
Yeah. In California?
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, everybody would be like shocked. You're shooting a come to California commercial in California for Californians?
In California?
Are you going to show it here?
Like, am I going to want to go to the beach after this commercial?
Like, it didn't make sense why we would be shoot here for a commercial for California.
Right, yeah. This is... They don't get it.
They don't get it.
Hey.
You shooting it here?
Wait, you're shooting a California commercial in California?
Or when you shoot at a certain spot and they were like, like we were shooting that fast food commercial in that antique shop.
Oh, yeah.
And that one of the tourists, like, I told them what we were shooting and they're like, in this store? Why?
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like we don't shoot commercials at their restaurant all the time. Like,
yeah, if you watch any fast food commercial, it's not always in the restaurant.
Like, we don't shoot Del Taco commercials at even some of those commercials are not shot at actual real stores. Like, they have studio stores, like,
right,
say Mickey D's has their studio store where they shoot just Mickey D commercials. It's not open to the public. You can't buy a hamburger there,
but they do give you free fries.
Is it 5 o'clock fries?
I think you said that last time.
5 o'clock fries, bro.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Did you know they have their own, like, fry lady?
Wait, there's, like, a fry lady? There's
a fry lady.
Does she, like, make the perfect fry?
Exactly.
Wow.
Golden, crispy. She's got her own little fryer.
Wow.
Her own. She comes out and...
Is her name, like, signed on the fryer?
No.
Oh.
Her name is... her last name is McDonald.
Rosa McDonald.
My name is Rosa McDonald.
Rosa McDonald. I've been frying fries at McDonald's for 3,700 years. I started back in 1902.
That old. I make them crispy and golden.
The crispiest fry you'll ever taste in your mouth.
So she makes a whole tray of fries and she picks out, like, with toothpicks, she picks out the perfect straight fry.
Whoa.
Yeah. This one's a throwaway. This one's no good. This one's fucking great. She cusses a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah, I was next to her. She's fucking awesome.
That's
this
hilarious.
One's fucking perfect.
Wow.
I'm like,
oh, okay. That's funny.
Yeah.
Now I want to work
golden.
On this one has the perfect grain of salt on it.
She
put
talks
it in the
like
right
that,
pile.
Dude. She totally talks like that.
That's funny.
God, that's hilarious, dude.
You know what her real name is?
No, I should I should look it up on my call sheet.
We'll call her Rosa McDonald for now.
I don't want to use her real name.
It's like, yeah, it's she could be Rinalda.
Rinalda.
Rinalda McDonald.
Rinalda.
Did she come on set with her face painted?
I just, no. It's funny, but even when she uses the radio, it's just like, the fries are flying in. The AD will be calling. Can we get a fresh tray of fries? Can we get the new, what's the container, the McDonald's container? The fry holder or whatever.
Oh, and yeah.
We need a new fry holder with fries. The fries are coming in.
Fries are flying in, and then she flings the whole thing of fries at everybody.
And then she takes her sweet-ass time to get there. Where are my fries? Are they coming in?
Yes, they're coming. They're flying in. I'm taking them out of the fryer as we speak.
These take time.
The fries are frying in.
Frying in. And she's always out of breath.
Really?
Because the home ec trucks have that stair.
Oh,
the stairs
yeah.
go up and down because, you know, it's right. an actual 5-ton truck. And she's like, she's coming down the stairs. I'm flying in.
They start playing music. Here comes the fries.
And everybody that would go by her truck is, so when do we get free fries? When do we try your fries?
That's funny.
Just for picture.
That's funny. I think we talked about this in one of the other episodes, but I was working on another fast food job where at the end of the day, this guy took a bite of the burger.
Take it easy.
Hey, and he's like, oh, this tastes terrible. And the food stylist was like, well, nobody said you could eat that. You know how many chemicals I spray on it to make it look shiny?
Oh,
and he's like, oh, God.
Jeez.
Sucker. So you don't eat things unless people tell you to eat things.
That's right.
Know
what
Take I mean?
That out of your mouth,
Bing.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Stupid Johnny. Hey.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, that lady.
Yeah. I'd like to meet Rinalda one of these days.
Rinalda?
Yeah. She sounds like a nice lady.
Flying in.
Flying in.
And that's all she does. She didn't fuck with the nuggets. She doesn't mess with the burgers.
Oh, she's not a nugget lady.
There was a shake lady.
Wow.
Like, it's a big
was
deal.
Was there
dude.
A McFlurry lady?
There was, no, they were doing some, we're shooting for this, I think a Halloween thing.
Oh.
And there was a lady doing, the fraps. They're not called fraps. What are they? The
McFraps.
McFraps?
McFrappe?
One of those.
Drinks. I don't know.
And then there was the nugget dude. There was a dude. There's a nugget dude. Chicken nugget dude.
That's amazing.
That's
that
all he does
there's
is
like
nuggets.
like a person for each thing.
Yeah, yeah, that was their.
They're like specialized.
They probably go to like freaking school, like McDonald's University. And
yeah,
they teach them how to make them precisely for commercials.
Yeah, I know there's like an In-N-Out
because
University.
They weren't really like they were food stylists in the sense of the traditional food stylists, but they were McDonald's only food stylists. Like
right.
they don't food style for anybody else.
Right. Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, because usually food stylists will do it for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're like specific.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's smart on McDonald's.
And they had specific people do specific things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I guess they know how to make the perfect nugget.
Yeah.
They should train the other
McDonald's
people.
They seem like they made tons of money.
Wow.
of money.
That's amazing.
Ronaldo was rolling in a freaking Mercedes truck.
What?
Yeah, I was like,
that's amazing to me.
Can somebody go get my vehicle? It's at crew parking. And then the PO show up. Yeah, you got a key?
Yes.
Do you know how to drive a Mercedes?
It's a lot different than driving a Kia, young man.
Yeah, it's got a push button.
You just push it in and then it goes vroom, vroom.
Yeah, she was rolling deep, dude.
That's funny because the average McDonald's cook makes minimum wage and she's rolling in a freaking...
Well, she's the fry lady, dude.
Wow.
She probably does all like all the commercials that you see on TV.
Yeah.
That show fries. She's probably the fry lady.
You think it says on her resume? Ronaldo McDonald, fry lady.
Fry lady.
From 1918 to present.
Fries.
Fries.
Yeah, dude. That's a cool funny. Job.
Yeah. Especially if she's rolling in the dough. Why not?
Mm-hmm. You can tell she's rolling the dough.
Yeah. She's rolling the potatoes, you know what I mean? Hey, hey ding. yeah, so, you know, yeah.
What are we, what are we deep in the?
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah. so, not that anybody has done this, but if you guys want, you can leave us voice messages in the Anchor app. Anchor, and we'll play them on the show.
Anchor is now helping like content creators with subscriptions.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That is very cool.
I wish I had a subscriber.
Yeah. One of these days.
I mean, not subscriber, but like donators.
Yeah. That would be nice.
It'd be nice to get nicer equipment.
Yeah. Keep helping us drink our sensitive soda.
Yes, sir.
That would be tremendous.
Have you seen anything on TV that's cool?
Actually, yes. So I just finished Dexter.
Oh, that's right.
I You've started been watching it that for a while. Back on E3. And I just finished it. And like the rest of the world, I hated the ending.
Really?
Yeah. But everything up until the last episode, amazing. Amazing. My girlfriend always recommended I skip the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I just still had to, I wanted to see
you
it.
You had to do it.
Yeah. But the whole show is incredible. Have you watched it?
No.
I highly recommend it.
I got to check it out.
You'll get deep into it. It's,
maybe
it's
during
good.
The winter break.
Yeah, that's a great time. That is when
but
I
then
did.
That, then that's the time where Stranger Things comes out.
Oh, that's binge on true.
Because that, it always comes out like at October.
Yeah, that's
Halloween
true.
Time. But I'll watch it.
Oh, but that's only one season.
I'll check it. How many seasons is Dexter?
8.
Holy
it's
shit,
it's a commitment.
I got kids, bro.
I know, it's a commitment. Fuck. It might take you a couple months,
damn,
but.
And then what if the Dodgers are in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Which I doubt.
But the good thing is, the good thing is with Netflix, you know, it yeah. tells you where you left off.
That's true.
But
then,
yeah.
you know, I got kids that hog Netflix. There's a show called Storybots. I've told you about this.
Yes, yes, yes.
The season 2 comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
You should check it out. It's freaking cool.
Storybots.
You know those, the company, that website, JibJab? JibJab!
No.
Dude, they used to do greeting cards, animated. They were like one of the pioneers of animated greeting cards.
Oh, like the e-cards?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were the dudes that you punch in a topic, say a birthday, and you can put your face in characters. In
oh
the,
yeah, like
in the e-cards.
Like the elf thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like
they did that. JibJab did okay. that whole thing. That's their thing.
Oh, okay. The elf thing is pretty funny.
Yeah. So those dudes made a whole cartoon called Storybots, and it's awesome. And they have celebrities on them. The second season has like Snoop Dogg and like
oh wow,
some people from SNL and they have songs. Songs are cool. Like they do hip hop songs. They do different kind of songs, and they're catchy as hell. Because my son always wants to hear them. That's and cool. It's great because the humor is not only like for kids, but it's also like they'll throw in adult jokes, like stuff that only like even some jokes that like, kids won't they, yeah. they would never get because
right,
it's like it's just adult, not adult themed, but like oh that's pretty funny, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, like you would get it, but your kids
yeah exactly
wouldn't. Yeah
exactly.
That's funny. I should tell my niece and nephew to watch that.
Yeah, she probably does.
Yeah, maybe. Story. She watches a lot of Netflix.
Yeah, it's just little these little robots that just like the mouths like the whole top of the head moves.
That's
for
funny.
Their mouth. It's just like
it's the whole head.
The whole head
like
moves.
It's a bobblehead
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
It's a great show, man.
Huh.
I enjoy it. I actually chuckle when I watch it.
That's always good.
Yeah. Anything else, Gary?
I think that's pretty much it for this week.
Cool.
You know what I mean? By the way,
that's number 17.
Hey, bing, bing.
Take another shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. At Two Guys on Set. If you have any questions, you can
We're on
email
YouTube
us
too, right? You still
and YouTube, yeah.
Doing
at
shows
Two
there.
Guys on Set. If you have any questions, you can email us at twoguysonset@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can follow my sketch comedy YouTube channel at Sticky Floor.
Sticky Floor.
Sticky.
We need to make some new skits. We got ideas. Yes.
Well, yeah, we're going to start shooting a bunch of stuff.
Real stuff.
We have good ideas.
Ideas.
Very good, yeah?
Yeah.
What about
your... We'll share those with you guys.
Yeah. What about your Instagram?
I got Instagram, jaime.g.photography on Instagram. I think that's all I'm going to plug because my other stuff is kind of personal.
Okay. That works. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Hey, Rolanda. Yeah. Flying in.
And next week we'll have Ronaldo McDonald. No, we won't. We're just.
I
we
wish.
Won't.
Yeah. She'd be awesome. Hell yeah. But there's more guests coming for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a few dudes, a few guys that work on set. We have them lined up. So those are coming in future shows.
Coming soon to a headphone near you.
Coming soon to your podcast provider.
All right. I think that's it for this week.
This has been another episode of Two Guys on Set.
Yeah. We out.
We out.